This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. We're back, everybody. All right. We did do a little research on the cow-nose ray, and the Bing search I did was cow-nose ray recipes, a pile of them from, let's see where it was. Virginia Institute of Marine Science. So if you just Google cow-nose ray recipes, it'll take you right there. That's the first selection, a lot of them there. And then there's a number of YouTube videos on how to skin them and that type of thing. So if you'd like to give that a shot, let us know. Skin a ray, save a crab. John in Baltimore, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for holding on. I appreciate it. What's up?
And thank you for your support of the Second Amendment. There aren't very many of us left.
No, that's true. You're right about that.
I just thought you might be interested when you were talking about the beach in Ocean City.
Yes.
I'm an old guy. In 1961, after my first year in college, I went down there just to stay for a week.
Yep.
And with a bunch of other people, and they were complaining they couldn't find a job. So I went out and got one and ended up staying there the whole summer.
Sure.
Now, the beach at that time was so big that when you were on the boardwalk, you couldn't even see the people that were near the water.
That's right. That's exactly right.
It was huge. And I remember my boss saying it was, I think, the only beach in the Atlantic in America that built up every year.
Mm-hmm.
It was huge. And so for years later, I used to go down there for the summers, you know, for a week or two.
Sure.
And I remember one storm, I don't remember when it came, and I was shocked to find that the water was almost lapping at the boardwalk.
Exactly.
But it was so big, it was really a pain to walk to the water.
Sure.
You know, all you could see was, like, you could see the horizon line, but you couldn't see anybody that was even near the water in those days.
Exactly. One of the massive storms or hurricanes back, I believe, in the 70s. I don't know if it was Agnes or which one it was, actually.
Yeah, Agnes did a lot of damage to where I kept my boat in.
Yeah, isn't that the one that cut
Anne Arundel County?
Isn't that the one that actually cut through the beach, cut through Ocean City, and made one of the inlets down there? I think it was. I can't remember.
Could be.
We had
one inlet down at the south end there.
Right, right.
I mean, I remember that because that's where the boats used to come and go for fish, the big fishing boats.
Yeah.
But I just remember I had a boat in Bodkin Creek.
Right.
And there was a light pole, marker.
Sure.
That was almost touching the beach.
Wow.
After Agnes, there wasn't any sand there for a long, long time.
Yeah, yeah.
That beach completely out. So it's amazing. It didn't strike me as remarkable that the beach got bigger every year because I didn't know anything about beaches.
Sure, exactly.
That was amazing. And I just was shocked. Now, apparently nature changed her mind and now it takes it away.
Sure.
Because I can remember one of the replenishing things, I used to watch them on television, and I'm friendly to Ocean City. It's a nice place.
Sure.
So anyway, I thought maybe you'd like to know that. I don't know where I haven't been there for a number of years now. I don't know how big the beach is.
But. Yeah, well, watching that process, I mean, it is fascinating. And, I mean, when you look at that beach and you think of the incremental progress that these men and machines make throughout the wintertime and the months that it takes to replenish the beach each year. You know, it's tremendously costly. It's specialized machinery. They've actually got this machine that walks in and out of the surf, you know, to drag the suction hose from one place to another. The suction is offshore. You know, there's a boat offshore. There's a hose that goes down. It sucks. I mean, just to watch it is amazing as they pulled all that sand-laden water in, and they pull it into a lagoon. You know, the sand settles out, the water rushes away. They quickly spread the sand out, and you know, they just walk their way up the beach incrementally. You know,
I've seen some of that.
Yeah,
and I remember the first time I was aware of it. I think it was the first time they did it. I was down there watching it, and I thought, you're going to make it really deep right offshore. You know, where's all this sand coming from?
Yeah, exactly.
But,
yeah.
You know, it was amazing. And, I mean, I thought it was futile to do that, but it did save Ocean City. I mean, the place might have destroyed.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Exactly right. Exactly right.
Thanks for talking with me.
All right, John, I appreciate it.
I've enjoyed your show for a long time.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that, John. You have a great day.
Thank you very much.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Just gave you right there at the end of Week in Review. We've got a couple of 3D shoots going on today. One at Mayberry, sponsored by the Maryland Quality Deer Management Association. We've got another one that has actually some wounded warriors, some wounded vets taking place. Give me a second here till I find that. It's the No Person Left Behind, Mark Hoke's organization, Operation Second Chance. It's Purple Heart 3D shoot. That's tomorrow, and that's in Marriottsville, the heart of Maryland bow hunters. It's $15 to get in the 3D shoot tomorrow. You can register from 9 to 11, and there is a disabled veterans only class. If you know any disabled vets that want to shoot, you're certainly welcome to attend that. If you want more information on the phone today, you can go call Billy Dove at 301-639-4104. 301-639-4104. And that's the Heart of Maryland Bow Hunters on Henryton Road. And nice course up there, nice 3D course up there. But the other one at Mayberry, I'll be headed up there a little later in the day to help support the QDMA guys. And that one is mostly for kids. If you got any kids that want to shoot, most of the kids' teams are sponsored, and you know, just head up there to shoot 3D archery today, if you like. So today and tomorrow, 3D archery shoots. All right. Thank you for the nice call there, John, on Ocean City. And, Pat's telling me it's time already to take a break, so I guess we'll have to do that. I'll tell you about the fishing challenge, the Maryland Fishing Challenge. You know, we mentioned last hour that 40 Diamond Jim fish have been called in. 40. Yeah. It's a tremendous amount. A tremendous amount of fish are hanging in the bay, and they seem to be concentrated, and a lot of folks are catching them. Relatively speaking, a lot of folks are catching Diamond Jim fish. 40 of them have been called in. Most of them are being checked out, and there's still three that need to be seen by DNR officials as of yesterday or the day before, so they're getting to them. And they're getting the numbers, and they're putting them all on the computers, and people will soon be notified whether they've won the $500 imposter prize or they've actually hit Diamond Jim worth $25,000. So keep fishing now through Labor Day. Keep fishing. Keep catching them. That's for sure. That is Diamond Jim, tagged rockfish. If you catch a rockfish with a bright green spaghetti tag in its belly, well, keep the fish and the tag intact in one piece and freeze it or put it in a cooler or something. Call DNR right away. Tell them to come and check it out. You might just have won $25,000. Now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fish. If you catch a citation-sized fish or crab, you're in. You could win great prizes like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center and prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. So stop by your local Fish and Citation Center, check the fishing rule book, or visit dnr.maryland.gov for all the details. In the 2013 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Citation Fish Program, website dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky? For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. Fishbones has all you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report in the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573. That's 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex at Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner. Hey, we're back. Let me tell you about Clyde Sports Shop. Now, if you're into bow hunting, they've got Parker bows and crossbows and some other stuff. They got all the accessories. They got people who can help you set up your bow, tune your bow, and do that. But there's a crossbow that I fired. I don't own one, but I fired it, and I know the owner of the company, Chuck Matasek, of Pennsylvania. It's a company called Kodabow, K-O-D-A-B-O-W. You talk about an accurate, very strong, very durable crossbow. It's a Kodabow, and Clyde Sports Shop has them. So if you're getting ready for the upcoming bow season, you might want to check out the Kodabow. We appreciate Kodabow's support in Merrill Hunting Quarterly, and we like the folks that run the place. So check that out. Also wanted to tell you about the Federal 5.56 ammo at Clyde Sports Shop. They got in yesterday 12,500 rounds of 5.56. They're selling it in 20 packs, 50 packs, and 100 packs. We invite you to call for prices if you like or stop by. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That's 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. And the website is Clyde Sports, C-L-Y-D-E. Well, Clydesports.com, two S's in the middle, or give them a call, 242-6108, 410-242-6108 for handguns, rod and reel repair, gunsmithing, scope mounting, bore sighting, all the above. Clydes is your store.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
It's all new. It's all interactive. The Carlisle Sports and Outdoor Nationals run September 6th through the 8th at the Carlisle PA Fairgrounds. Buy, sell, and trade everything outdoor related. Experience the Lumberjack Show of Champions, PA State Knife and Tomahawk Championships, archery shoots, calling competitions, dog demonstrations, a sportsman's auction, and more. There are special guests like the hosts from Antler Insanity. Win a Ford Raptor or ride on a real monster truck. Activities for the entire family. Visit CarlisleSportsOutdoor.com for all the details.
Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yes! Here comes Amos! Amos Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. They hunted alligator for a living. They just knock him in the head with a stomp. The Louisiana law gonna get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blames his old man.
Hey, let's talk to Laura, who's our Ellis Outdoor social media coordinator. Hey, Laura, how you doing?
Good. How are you, Ellis?
I'm good. What's going on?
I haven't been up this early in a long time. At least not out driving around.
I gotcha.
I'm enjoying the sunset drive that I'm having, or the sunrise.
Sunrise drive. Yeah, it's nice. Watch for critters out there, that's for sure.
Got my eyes up, and that's for sure.
Yeah. So you're going up to the Hunter's Challenge 3D shoot, huh?
I sure am.
Yep. Good for you. Good for you. And that's at Mayberry today. And
yes.
there is a registration fee, by the way. I don't know if you found that on the application form or not, but there is money involved to register for that shoot. So.
Okay.
But I just thought I'd let you know that. And I'll be up there later to offer a little moral support and help out the guys at the 3D shoot. I'm not going to shoot it, but I'm going to have some fun watching it, that's for sure. So, but
good.
Yeah, so how are our social media sites doing?
We're definitely growing in followers and fans, which is a good thing.
Yep, good.
Because as always, the more fans, followers we have, the more things that we can do in the future.
Right. Yep. And we're talking with some of our companies, some of our supporters to come up with the ways for people to enter contests and win stuff. So we're not quite ready for that yet, but we're good to go on some of that stuff. And we're just working out the details. So that's
exactly.
That's pretty cool.
So if you're a fan or follower, please share the page with your friends, family, anybody that you may think are interested. And you could be surprised if people that you didn't even know were interested might actually be.
Exactly. Exactly right. Yeah. So, I mean, any of our websites, MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com, Maryland Hunting Quarterly, Maryland Loves Crabs, Ellis Outdoors, LLC, Outdoorsman Radio Show, they all have Facebook pages, and you pretty much coordinate what's going on with that. And people can, usually if we've got a guest coming up sometime Friday, we'll post who's there and what they're going to talk about. Like next week, we've got a guest from Fisheries going to talk about the Fishing Challenge. I think it's going to be Joe Evans, but we have to confirm that. So, you know, we've got other folks pop up throughout the week. And I ask folks to come on. And it might be a firearms dealer or somebody that I've called and said, hey, you know, this is a topic that we want to hear about. So, you know, we invite our listeners to join us on Facebook.
I also like to see, and we always like to see, pictures, photos of anything you've gotten. We've gotten a few crab photos this year, which are kind of nice to see.
Yeah, we need those for next year for the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine for 2014. Any deer pictures, turkey pictures of the upcoming season, waterfowl shots, you can send them, post them. And
anything you'd like to share.
Anything you'd like to share, we put it on Facebook, and we'll put it in. We'll publish it in print in a magazine with permission, and we'll be good to go. Right?
Exactly.
All right.
And I promise not to spam your pages. We won't have a ton of.
No, we don't.
Won't hit it up a bunch of times.
No, we don't
a day
do that
or anything like that. So.
Yep.
You're just informative and a place for you to share and become a part of our community.
Oh, there you go. There you go. That's good. Well, look, I know you're shooting well. I know you've got that mission bow ready to rock and roll today, and we're excited about your possibilities up there at Mayberry. It'll be your first I know you shoot almost every Monday night at Tuscarora, but this will be your first serious competition, right?
Yes.
Indeed. Well, we look forward.
It's a legacy for me. My parents used to frequent there when they were roughly my age.
Yeah, and Mayberry, I know. Yep, and
exactly. So this is coming around.
Coming around, comes around, goes around, or goes around, comes around. That's for sure. Yep, and if we mention your dad's name or his teammate's name, a lot of people in the archery world, the 3D world would know
exactly.
Those names. So, yes, indeed. Well, Laura, we appreciate you giving us a call here today. And we are good to go today, and hopefully we'll see you up there, and you'll be shooting well.
I hope so, too.
I know you will. All right.
All right.
Thanks for the call.
Soon.
See ya.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Always nice to hear from Laura. So, All right. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Give us a call here. Hurry up. Yep. Time's a-wasting. Fishing, hunting in the great outdoors. Crabbing, we want to hear from you. Crabbing. Boy, I've eaten more crabs this week than I ate all of 2012. I'm not kidding you. I ate a lot of crabs this week. I just happened to hit the some of our advertisers and some of my friends' places, you know, and I don't plan this. I didn't plan this, but I hit two different shops this week that were getting ready to close and had crabs and offered them to me. And I said, yeah, I'll take them, and I paid for some, and some I didn't. But had some very tasty crabs, and they were nice crabs, mostly local crabs. We have a sponsor who sells Maryland crabs. I was at the headquarters of NBS Seafood yesterday and watched Bill as he was keeping an eye on some of the crabs that were getting ready to shed. He has his own system right there that he sheds his own soft crabs, and was watching that process. So, you know, but crabbing itself has been awful, quite frankly, this year. And, you know, that's why the prices are high. They're just not there. The bait is high. The fuel is high. The crabs are not a lot of crabs out there, but ton of fish. Ton of fish. I mean, Spanish mackerel, bluefish, sea trout, striped bass, hardhead. They're all there. Everything's out there. Some keeper red drum. So I'd like to be able to get out and get do some fishing this late season and see if I can hook up with something out there. So I have to figure out how to do that down in Lower Bay. A buddy of mine's fishing the target ships this weekend, and I told him, get yourself some live bait and see if there's any cobia still around the target ships like there used to be. We used to have cobia in the Chesapeake Bay. The closest you can catch cobia right now is the Bay Bridge Tunnel. And lemonfish, cobia, whatever you want to call them. Our buddy Mark Hoke, actually, was the last one I recall talking to that caught a big cobia down there. And these are big fish that just love live bait, live eels, live fish. You fish structure for them if you want, you know, around the buoy markers. The target ship is a great structure in the Chesapeake Bay. And I haven't heard of a cobia being caught in forever. So, you know, I think that would be this. This year would be prime time for something like that to happen. So, anyway, 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Time for me to tell you about Bowhunter's Den. Bowhunter's deer season is only weeks away, and Bowhunter's Den in Westminster is holding its 21st anniversary sale on Saturday, August 24th from 9 to 3, with sales and deals for everyone. Factory reps, too. Bowhunter's Den carries Matthews and Mission Bows, among others, and a full line of crossbows. New this year is waterfowl gear with hardcore decoys and zinc calls, tree stands, clothing, and an indoor range, too. Bowhunter's Den carries hundreds of archery accessories along with expert bow service, setup and tuning, and custom-built arrows. Stop by Bowhunter's Den at 1300 Washington Road, Route 32 in Westminster, or call 410-751-2494. Be sure to catch the sale on August 24th. The website is bowhuntersden1.com, or call 410-751-2494. That's 410-751-2494 for Bowhunter's Den.
Don't be fooled by cheap crab prices. That's bull stuff. NBS Seafood offers only Maryland live crabs, a little more expensive, but well worth it. Avoid the pre-steam, mushy, flavorless crab scandal. Get your live Maryland crabs at NBS Seafood. Maryland watermen supply the best local crabs caught today for you to enjoy tonight. Cook your own crabs to unlock that special flavor that Maryland blues are famous for. Just 20 minutes in your steamer, so good your taste buds scream. We even have a crab spice for you. Call NBS Seafood at 410-271-3202. NBS Seafood has fresh Maryland crab meat, live Maine lobsters, live crawfish, wild-caught Gulf shrimp, and many fresh and flash-frozen delights. And they shed their own soft crabs in their own tanks for the cleanest, freshest soft crabs anywhere. NBS Seafood has a roadside stand at 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie, next to Jim Donnie's RV. Open 7 days, Monday through Friday, 2:30 to 6:30, Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 6:30. That phone number, 410-271-3202. 271-3202 for live crabs, NBS Seafood. No bull stuff sold here.
Ah!
This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linux of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linux are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linux spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linux spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linux of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linux now offer the new Linux Premium that looks better and last longer. Bay Linux of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linux is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linux spray-on bedliner. The Doe Harvest Challenge is now statewide. Deer hunters, by donating your female deer, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Marcy Norton. Do you work for love or money? A survey from the research firm PayScale found 58% of us believe our work makes the world a better place. And many of those people have relatively low-paying jobs, such as teacher, park ranger, soldier, or police officer. A few professionals, mostly doctors, work at jobs they find meaningful while also earning good pay. In a ranking of 100 professions, PayScale found that dermatologists had the most meaningful job. Dermatologists have the edge over other doctors because they tend to help prevent problems, such as cancer. Others who find their jobs to be meaningful are FBI special agents, fire chief, sign language interpreters, and technicians who repair machines that help injured or debilitated people recover. Also on the list are child life specialists and worship coordinators, who make only about $38,000 a year. 98% of midwives say their jobs are meaningful. This is the Wall Street Journal Report.
What if someone invented a way to find the perfect brand new car that didn't involve driving from new car dealership to new car dealership? Well, Autotrader.com did. By searching our immense inventory of actual new cars for sale, you can see which dealers have the exact 2013 sedan you want. Plus, see who has the best price and compare offers in your area like cashback or low APR. So you can find which dealership has your perfect car and the best deal before ever leaving the house. Autotrader.com, the ultimate new car marketplace.
My company designed that sound for a horror film, but I like to play it when I did accounting, invoicing, or scary admin stuff. But now, using Sage One, I play this sound.
Sage One is the simple online app that makes accounting easy, so you can get back to what you love faster. Go from to time is money. Be stingy with it. Visit BeStingy.com now. For a free month.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Let's talk to Jay in Chestertown about squirrels. How you doing, Jay?
I'm fine, thank you very much. And it's that time of year when I'm up early.
Yeah, good for you.
Can't resist to call you then. I got a few squirrels around the house that are playful and will come close to me when I'm offering them some nice dried peanuts. And I want to feed them every now and then.
Yeah.
And I can't seem to get them to come just by hollering out, squirrel.
No, that's probably not a good idea.
Is there such a thing as a squirrel call?
There is a squirrel call. You can make a little clucking noise with your, you know, your tongue and your teeth if you want. The old squirrel call used to imitate a barking squirrel. Was a couple of silver dollars, and you would hold one in a circle between your, basically between your thumb and your forefinger, your thumb and your middle finger.
Uh-huh.
You would hold it on the edge and scrape and click the other one on top, edge to flat. Okay, and that would make a knocking sound, and then if you'd scrape it on the surface of the coins, it would sound like a squirrel cutting a nut. You know,
okay. going through the
hull of a hickory nut or a walnut or something like that.
Does anybody make one that you can, you know?
There are commercials.
Are?
Yes, there are commercial squirrel calls. You can check your local sporting goods stores up there on the Upper Shore and see if they have one. Yeah, they probably have it, I would imagine. So.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd call them first. I don't know. They do stock a lot of stuff there.
Okay.
But, yeah, there are commercial squirrel calls. I've used that coin trick in the past and have had some success with it. I mean, it's just because it's an old woodsman tradition type of thing, you know. My grandfather was an avid enthusiastic squirrel hunter. That was his thing. He didn't care about a lick about a deer or a turkey or anything else, but he loved squirrel hunting. And,
well, I used to hunt them as a kid.
So did
60,
well,
60 years ago, and I'm not interested in that anymore.
I just
get more fun out of watching them goof off.
Yep. Yeah, okay. But I've never purposefully killed a squirrel in my yard. Although I'm rife with them, I've got hickory nuts and black walnuts in the yard and across the street, acorn trees. You ever hear anybody call them acorn trees?
Yeah, one of them kind.
Acorn trees.
They drop little things called oaks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They drop little baby oak trees off the limbs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Oak seeds. I've got oaks, I've got hickories, I've got walnut, and, you know, so it's, there's plenty of squirrels there, nest
in
the yard.
Yeah, well, there's plenty for them, but they seem to like these, I just buy the dry roasted, nothing, no salt, no...
Yeah,
salt,
it's like,
else.
Well, it's like candy bar to them, you know, it's something different, so...
But, okay, well, thank you.
But, yeah, try that out and check them. The common squirrel call is a friction call, and it does the little chuck, 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 chuck. It's a plunger-type call, and, you know, that tends to be successful, too.
Okay.
Good luck, Jay.
Thank you.
Let me know how you make out.
All right.
Bye. Thanks. Bye-bye. I was just looking at that. Squirrel season does come in, for those of you interested, on September 7th, which is a Saturday. I believe it's it is the first Saturday in September. September 7th. It's one day after the bow season for deer opens on Friday the 6th. And you are, as of a couple years ago, last year or year before, you are allowed to use air rifle for squirrel hunting in Maryland. And I think that's because so many people were using air rifles to take squirrels in their yard. And with the advancement of air rifles now, which I still have an old traditional Crosman pump action shotgun, 600 and some feet per second. But I'm looking at some of the little higher end air rifles that have, 1,000 feet per second, that type of thing, 177 or 22 caliber. They're very quiet. They're very effective on animals like squirrels and rabbits and things like that. But you're not allowed to use them for migratory game birds. You're not allowed to use them for any of the fur bearers that are traditionally trapped. But I have a neighbor who uses one on my buddy Johnny. Hey, Johnny, I hope you're feeling better, man. We were a little worried about you. So I hope you're healing up and everything turns out good, in case you're listening. So. But Johnny uses his air rifle on the groundhogs that invade his garden. So, yep, they are legal, just so you know. Lauren in Gettysburg. Good morning, Lauren. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, Mr. Allen. It's good to hear your voice.
Yes, indeed.
Hey, Allen, I was signing up a man yesterday down at my office in Carroll County. He wants to take hunter safety.
Yep.
and Maryland Hunter Safety, and he said to me, hey, how many deer can I legally kill in a year in Maryland?
Right.
Now, my, you know, you and I have a mutual friend, Ronnie. You remember the show?
Oh, yeah, I remember Ronnie.
And Ronnie.
Yep.
Ronnie told me one time, I think his answer was to that question, either 24 or 26.
Well,
if you had Sika deer and whitetails and this and that.
Well, I will.
All the different seasons.
Yeah.
You know what the number is?
I do. I do. It depends on the region. It depends on the region. All right. Region A is a little bit limited. But Region B here in the bulk of Maryland, Region A is basically the western side of Washington County and west. But
okay.
anything east of that is Region B.
Uh-huh.
You are allowed in archery season unlimited white-tailed does. You're allowed one buck with archery tackle. If you take two does, you may take a second bonus buck in that season. Okay?
Yeah, uh-huh.
In muzzleloader season, you are allowed one buck and 10 does.
Heavens.
In rifle season or fire shotgun firearm season is what I'm trying to say. You are allowed one buck and 10 does.
Wow.
Okay? That's white-tailed deer. That's white-tailed deer. Sika deer, you are allowed one male and one female per weapon. So that would be a total of six. One antlered buck and one doe during the season. And any visible sign of any antler above the hairline is considered an antlered Sika deer, a stag.
So actually, the answer to the
Sika deer question is there's no button bucks. It's any male Sika deer is considered a buck. So
yeah, but you started off by saying that in archery season you're allowed unlimited does.
That's correct.
So,
unlimited antlerless deer. Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, but the safe answer is 30 does and 3 bucks.
Yeah.
Seriously. Yeah. And then there's an opportunity for one bonus buck. It's hunter's choice whether you take it archery, firearms, or muzzleloader. But two does must be harvested and checked in prior to taking the second, and a bonus tag being purchased prior to taking the second buck.
Is there an antler restriction?
No, not in Maryland. There should be in Western Maryland. There should be in Region A, but that proposed legislation failed last year. So
yeah, you know, where I'm at in Pennsylvania, it's a minimum of 3 points on one side.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And
parts of Pennsylvania, like Pittsburgh and stuff, it's actually 4 points on one side.
Exactly. Yep. We have a great article in the fall issue of Maryland Hunting Quarterly, MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com, if you'd like to read it online, Lauren, if you don't happen to grab a copy. But you can get them. You're in Gettysburg. You can get them at Redding Hardware. You can
get I'm in Redding Hardware.
Yeah, you can stop in there and get a copy of Maryland Hunting Quarterly. There's a great article in there about Region A and some of the deer management practices that are going on up there. They kill almost 80% of their bucks during the year. Their antlered bucks are yearlings, which, you know, and then they complain that there's no deer. So, you know, there may be a need for antler restrictions in Western Maryland to bring up the quality of the deer out there in that area.
Yeah. So. That was the whole idea in Pennsylvania.
Sure, exactly. And it's working. I mean, Gary Ault got crucified by deer hunters for that. And there's less deer, but there's better deer in Pennsylvania than there used to be.
Yeah, and you've said the right word there, Alan. It was really pitiful, but in some of his public appearances, to try to explain the biology of it all, he actually had to have state troopers there.
That's correct. He did. Yes, he did.
Provide security for him.
Yep, he sure did. You're absolutely right. So.
Yeah. Well, you have a wonderful day. It's great to hear your voice.
All right, Lauren. Thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
You have a great day. See you, buddy. Bye-bye. There goes Lauren. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop for a minute. Full-line Browning dealer. They've got great Browning firearms for hunting. They've got the semi-automatic shotguns. They've got the silver. They've got the The Maxis, they've got them all. They've got 10-gauge models, if you like that, if you're a waterfowler and need that little extra punch. They've got the X-Bolt. They've got the A-Bolt. Still have some of those left. They have the BAR, the Browning Automatic Rifle. They got the BLR, the Browning Lever Action Rifle. They've got the BPS, a great pump-action shotgun with bottom ejection, the only one like it. So check out the full line of Browning firearms at Clyde Sports Shop. They do have handguns and firearms for home protection, and they'll help you out with that, too. But what I wanted to, and of course, scope mounting and bore sighting and gunsmithing and you name it, they've got all that. Federal 5.56 ammo. They got a big barrel of it in yesterday, 12,500 rounds. If you're looking for 5.56, it is factory loaded, original brass, Federal ATK ammunition. It's full metal jacket. It's called Green Tip, and you can check that out. They're bagging it up now in 20 packs, 50 packs, and 100 packs. And I have one in my little pocket here, and you can tell by the primer that it is actual stuff. There it is. 5.56 factory brass. It has little marks around the primer that let you know it's not a reload. It's factory loaded. It's got the green paint on the tip and the full metal jacket. I'm going to hold it up to the microphone. There you go. Pat, can you see this on the video cam? I'm holding this 5.56 ammo up to the microphone so our listeners can see it. They got lots of it at Clyde's. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, 242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. Let me tell you one last time about the sale at Bowhunter's Den in Westminster, the 21st anniversary sale, next Saturday, August 24th, 9 to 3, with sales and deals for everyone and factory reps on hand, too. Bowhunter's Den carries Matthews and Mission Bows, along with the other lines, a full line of crossbows. New this year, they've got waterfowl gear from hardcore decoys to zinc duck and goose calls, tree stands, clothing, and an indoor range. Bowhunter's Den carries hundreds of archer accessories along with expert bow service, setup and tuning, and custom-built arrows. Stop by Bowhunter's Den, 1300 Washington Road, Route 32 in Westminster, or call 410-751-2494. Be sure to catch the sale on August 24th. The website is bowhuntersden1.com or call 410-751-2494 for Bowhunter's Den.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
It's all new. It's all interactive. The Carlisle Sports and Outdoor Nationals run September 6th through the 8th at the Carlisle PA Fairgrounds. Buy, sell, and trade everything outdoor related. Experience the Lumberjack Show of Champions, PA State Knife and Tomahawk Championships, archery shoots, calling competitions, dog demonstrations, a sportsman's auction, and more. There are special guests like the hosts from Antler Insanity. Win a Ford Raptor or ride on a real monster truck. Activities for the entire family. Visit CarlisleSportsOutdoor.com for all the details.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
How high's the water, Mama? 2 feet high and rising. How high's the water, Papa? She said it's 2 feet high and rising.
but we can make it to the road in a homemade boat, 'cause that's the only thing we got left that'll float. It's already over all of wheat notes.
Little Johnny Cash there for you. Rick, good morning. How are you? You actually caught a diamond, Jim. Is that right? Hello, Rick.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
You actually caught a diamond, Jim?
Yeah. I was kind of shocked to catch one, but I did.
Good. Has it been verified yet?
A guy called me from DNR, and they checked the tag number, and it was a July release fish. I caught it in August, so it's only worth $500.
Oh, well, good for you.
So, what's 500, you know? Pay for my fishing trip.
What do you mean, what's 500? I'll take $500 every day. Hey, look, Jim, there's some days I don't make $500. So.
It was great. Yeah, me and my son were down on Cooper's Island down there.
Yeah.
And I was fishing on the Honga Riverside, and luck will have it.
Did you catch it from a boat or from shore?
From the shore.
Great, man. That's great. Glad to hear it.
Yeah, to use a piece of peeler crab there. And
yeah.
It was a trick.
That works. That's a good...
I'm the guy that called you a long time ago before the crab seasoning started about giving you an idea of using a piece of stocking for a chicken mess and stuff.
I remember that,
yeah. I don't know if anybody ever used that method or not, but I haven't had the time to try it, so...
Yeah. Well, yeah, so, give it a shot.
Yeah, why not? I think I will just, when the season comes in again.
Well, congratulations, Rick.
Well, thank you.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Hey, old my buddy Frank in Easton. I bet you're all out of deer meat, aren't you?
I am out of that deer meat.
Yep, I'm getting there. Backstrap's getting pretty slim at the house, you know?
We eat them sparingly this time of the year.
Got a couple steaks left, you know. So what's up, brother?
Got a friend whose son did not get a chance to cash in his voucher for the free license last year.
Yeah.
And was wondering, would it still be valid?
I don't know the answer to that. You'll have to call wildlife.
Okay.
You'll have to call wildlife. He did pass his course. I don't know if it's valid the same year or if it's valid for your first license. That terminology could make a difference. I'll try to find out for you, but... let me know. Do you have email, don't you?
No, I don't.
You don't. That's right. Okay, I got your phone number somewhere.
Okay, I've never sent or received an email in my life.
Okay.
Hey, and for this fella Jay with the squirrel call.
Yeah.
Two poker chips.
That's a good idea.
Read it in an Outdoor Life magazine when I was in my teens, Al.
Poker chips. Yeah, I always read silver dollars. I've tried it with half dollars. I've tried it with silver dollars. Uh-huh. It works, but poker chips sounds good. Yeah, I like that idea. Anything round with a little rough surface on there you can hold in your hands and clack one against the other and scrape it and grind it a little bit sounds good.
Yeah. Hey, and I'm still hoping you'll go turkey hunting in the spring with me, buddy.
Man, I'd like to. I tell you, I just missed it this year. So
you had an off day that day. I'm telling you, Al.
Oh, I know.
You had an off day.
We're good. It's all right.
You know, I told you I got that one from your tree, the tree you discovered.
Yeah, I know. Shut up.
you weren't
in your stand, so I shot that big buck that was in there. Yeah. All right, Frank. Appreciate the call, buddy.
Sure. Take care of yourself.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Do we have time to make a call? Let's see if we can call our buddy. (410) 360-0573. Fishbones, bait and tackle. Let's see if Bud's there for the last couple seconds of the show. Bud.
Yes.
Alan. It's Alan on the radio.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing just fine, thanks.
I know you're busy. Hey, give us a little update on the fishing and crabbing.
Okay, great. Crab is not doing so well. We finally started seeing a few small crabs hit the West River and start into the Magothy and the Severn a little bit. We have not seen those most of the year.
Right.
That's a promising sign.
Good.
We don't see the amounts we really should see. Crabbing overall is poor.
Yep.
But we heard that there will be no emergency closure this fall.
Nope.
So we should be okay with that.
Yep.
Fishing is great. The rock fishing is still held up. We have a lot of small fish. We still have a lot of good keepers. The evenings are producing, when the sun hits the trees, still some 30-inch fish. They're not real common, but we're hearing about it on a daily basis, one here and there. They've moved up to from Pedigree is better in the evening, but they moved up to Belvedere Shoals, and all day long they're still catching good fish.
Good.
We are seeing some small bluefish now too.
Yep. By the way, as a citation center, I know that you put a $1,000 bonus up for the fishing challenge if somebody catches Diamond Jim, you and others.
That's correct.
Also, did you know, or have you heard, as a citation shop owner, that 40 Diamond Jim fish have been caught?
Yeah, but they were all out of season, weren't they?
No, I'm talking.
No,
40 Diamond Jim fish caught from like the end of June till now.
Wow, wonderful.
Yeah, you didn't hear that, though, did you?
No, I didn't.
Well, now you did.
Okay, I better get my money out, huh?
I don't know.
We'll see what they qualify for, right?
Exactly right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, they're still checking them, verifying them. You know, they all have to be certified with a lie detector test and all that type of thing. So,
yeah.
You know, we'll see what happens.
You know, I wouldn't mind if somebody went it. I think it would do wonders.
I think it would, too. I think it would be great.
That's why I did that. And several other stores did. I think it was seven of us total.
Right, exactly. That. Yep, and I don't have all the names, but yep.
But, so. I'm really proud of that.
But we'll have somebody from DNR on next week. I think it's Joe Evans is going to come in and talk to us about the Diamond Jim.
Oh, so. That'd be great. I'll make sure I'm tuned in.
Yes, indeed.
Great.
Thanks, brother.
Have a great day.
See you, bud. Thanks. And there's a fishing report from Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. And if you want an up-to-date fishing report from Clyde Sports Shop, don't forget to call that number, 410-247-3474, 410-247-FISH. The Maryland Fishing Challenge is underway now through Labor Day. All you have to do is go fishing. If you catch a citation of over 1,200 fish already, almost 1,300 have been checked in as far as citation fish. They'll all qualify to win the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop, or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, and prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. From now through Labor Day, just go fishing, catch a citation fish, check it in at your local fishing citation center, check your rule book that came with your fishing license, or go online and visit www.dnr.maryland.gov. That's dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2013 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Citation Fish Program, including a $25,000 Diamond Jim first prize. And even the imposters, like Rick said, are worth $500 a piece. So keep fishing, keep fishing, keep fishing, and getting ready for hunting season. I am. Get yourself a firearm before September 15th, and most of the dealers are now giving you those firearms back. If you feel confident that you can succeed in passing a NICS check without a delay or a turndown, you know, if you don't pass it, they're coming to get your gun. So we'll have more on the firearms deal later. Now it's time for me to say get out, stay safe.
Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the